look at y'all. It is, thank God, it's Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday, February the 22nd, right? 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have an outstanding show for you today. Y'all still telling me we got problems. Anyway, it is Wisdom Wednesday. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Dana L. King, alongside my brothers in ministry, the one, the only down there on the far right, the good pastor from the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange, the Cardinal Michael Bernard Henderson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm talking to Facebook.
Yeah,
dark was the night.
You know what?
Cold was the ground.
Really? And in the middle is the one, the only, the pastor from the First Bethel Church. So we got Second Baptist, then we got First Bethel. Over here is the one, the only, pastor Cornelius Parks. How are you, sir?
He just called me the Marshmallow Man today.
Do you have to hum? Do you, can you?
I wouldn't have it. Y'all know about it. I couldn't see you sometimes.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all stuff.
Wouldn't have religion.
Problems. Oh, so is yours? Is y'all stuff dark? Is that what's going on?
Dark was a night, cold was the ground.
I'm seeing folks typing.
Yes, and static. Miss Yolanda says static.
And the static is back. Wow. Okay, I don't. That's very strange. Okay, I thought we had fixed that whole issue.
Every time we come up here.
You know what? I promise you, it seemed like it. But we're going to get it together. We're going to get it together. I promise you it seemed like it. Because we tested it after the show on Monday, and it was fine. Made whatever adjustments that was necessary. Anyway, we have this great show. It is, watch this, y'all. Here's the topic of conversation today. Seven lies most pastors tell.
Hey, Doc. I got a real doctorate degree, Doc.
Seven lies most pastors tell.
I went to a real seminary, Doc.
You know what? You just ain't going to let it go.
No, I'm not.
Oh, God. Seven lies most pastors tell.
I got one, too.
That's what it's going to
be. I preached for T.D. Jakes before he got big.
Yeah. I went to West Virginia and preached for him.
You know what? Before he was a bishop.
He got big. Before he went to California. I mean, Texas.
Texas. Look here, y'all. Anyway.
I was at the first man power.
You know,
I preached for him.
You know T.D. Jakes changed his name.
Yeah. He changed his name.
Y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me give you the rundown how you can be a part of the show.
I play organ for him.
If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are already listening on the line, you want to be a part of the show, just push 1, and you can be a part of the show. If you're on social media, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet the show.
Tweet.
Thank you. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Hey, y'all over there, Ustream. What's going on? Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Facebook Live. I know some of y'all say y'all still having some issues, sound, static, not sure what it is. We're going to get it. We're going to figure it out. But Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. And last but not least, the podcast. Go to iTunes. Go to your podcast section of your iTunes account. Do a search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You will find us there. What's going on, gentlemen?
Man, you got it, man.
Hey, we're trying to be like you.
I'm sorry. I was just told by the producer that we must address her, because this is what it says here, as the princess of Zamunda for the day. I don't know what that means.
She's your queen to be here. Queen to thank you, Princess of Zamunda.
Lord have mercy. Help us all.
Latonya.
Help
Melon.
Us all.
Not Melton.
Help
Melon.
Us. Help us all.
Melon.
Help
not Melton. Melon.
Ooh, help us, Jesus.
Bless
help
you, us. Princess of Zamunda.
Oh, God. Help us all.
Tambolite, say demo, jump. Hey, jumpa, jumpa. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. I'm back.
I don't even,
bless his name.
I don't even know what to say to you. Anyway, so what's going on, man? How y'all been?
Man, I'm all right, man. Yesterday I was in the dumps, man.
What's wrong?
Man, yesterday I woke up early and I was spirits and low. 2 years ago yesterday, we buried my aunt and cousin, then my first cousin got killed all at the same day. And so it was one of them days like, you know, I don't know about you, but you guys, I have not grieved yet. I have not.
I get you.
And these was two of my favorite first cousins. My aunt, you know, he died car accident. Then his mom went into the washroom 3 or 4 days later, died because of heartbreak.
Wow.
And then 21st, I'm getting ready to come back from Atlanta to Chicago. Got a call that my aunt, who was missing, her son got killed. And then the installation was the next day, so it was rough, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
man.
So it was yesterday.
Well, you know, on days like that, man, you're supposed, you know, you got to, it does. I mean, everybody grieves differently.
Yeah.
And like you said, people have delayed grief.
Yeah.
The thing you cannot do, though, is the worst thing I know is to isolate yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing because
you should have called me.
See, that's what the enemy tells you, to isolate yourself. Pride tells you I can deal with this on my own.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you sit around, you start thinking about shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah.
If I had done this, what if I had called more? What if I had done these things? So you cannot allow those things to shut you down, man.
Cardinal, I didn't know you was back in town. I thought you were still.
I flew back in on yesterday, and listen, y'all look out. I have a sermon.
Uh-oh.
I haven't been on the ether waves preaching.
Uh huh.
But I think on tonight.
Tonight.
I'm going to have to get on the ether wave and preach tonight.
You got one?
I got one tonight. I got one on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Facebook?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, I was just trying to hear the sound for myself.
I don't know what's going on with the Facebook. Yeah, I was back in town, and there are just some days you're like, why am I getting about to bed? it'd be that way sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to shake yourself and say, all right. Now, I'm not saying I may get out of bed. I may leave out the house. But I get out of bed and start doing some stuff. So I understand.
So okay, all right. So he says, y'all, you know, because I don't want, because see, I could already feel the. Let me see if I get this right. My spirit of discernment.
My spirit, man,
is right. I feel a lack of energy in the room.
No, oh, I got plenty of that.
No, we good.
Are we good?
Oh, trust me.
Yesterday, if you would have got me,
okay,
I was.
You putting that Jesus can work it out so I can sing with Diane.
Yesterday, I was. I'm not gonna lie. Yesterday, I was. I took mama out.
Yeah, I saw that.
We went to brunch, right?
Now, how was it?
Well, it was good, but she left her phone there. And so,
oh, Lord.
To God be the glory, somebody from Georgia just put a post on her page
from her phone.
From her
unlocked. Lord,
Maria.
Yeah, man.
So you had to go back up there and get it?
No, I didn't. I was too far.
Oh.
My sister did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah, so we had a good time, man. It was good, man.
I saw that when I was getting on the plane. But now, I mean, always, and that goes for a lot of preachers who are suffering, and because we're going to talk about it in a little bit, who are suffering through depression.
Because
it's easy.
It's real, too. It is.
Oh, it's really real.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why, and people are always talking about, I don't know why the pastor alcoholic. I don't know why the pastor on drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Listen, you have to, because when you're going home, and especially, hear me now, especially when you don't have a mate who can understand what's going on with you.
That's good.
Or significant other who doesn't understand what's going on with you.
That's true.
And for some of us that do not have significant others in our lives who really don't understand the thing about ministry, you know, leave me alone. Let me go downstairs and put on a record player, this, that, and the other, and let me deal with this. And the only thing that gives us satisfaction is standing up on Sunday morning preaching to people. That's what keeps us moving.
Yeah. It's kind of like the sanctuary actually becomes your sanctuary.
Yes,
it becomes it becomes your place of solitude. The one place where you can where you can let your guard down. But then the problem is that only lasts for 25 to 30 minutes.
Yes, it does.
And then you go back and then you're constantly, and then what happens is you're constantly pouring out and never have anyone else pouring back into you.
And that's why it's very important, beloved, for us to. Because I love to hear good preaching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I long for when I'm able. I don't have to sit in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit in the audience.
Yeah, I witnessed that twice this year.
Yeah. I mean, let me just come on. And listen, sometimes I may not say anything until you get to the grave then.
Yeah.
Because you preaching.
Because you've been, but that's because you've been sitting there absorbing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I want to hear them.
Yeah, that's how I was on Sunday, because I went to church with my mother over there at Rock of Ages.
And
Wiley was all as he said, some of y'all are quiet. He said, but I'll be on your street in a minute. He said, I'll be on your road in about 1 minute. Just stay right there. Stay right there. Right.
If you are any preacher of any caliber, your desire
is to hear good preaching.
Now,
I'll tell you what I did yesterday. It was like last night. I was really out of, man, I not throwing in a towel type out of it, but really broken. And so I started going on YouTube looking at good preaching.
It
was amazing that.
Yeah.
And so that really motivated my spirits. And, you know, I really felt bad for my grandmother yesterday because to lose her daughter and grandson.
Right. Yeah.
And it was four of us was raised by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 80 some grandkids. It's a lot of us.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah.
How many?
About 80 something, man. Yeah.
Claude,
so I know she was having a bit. And then when you down in the dumps,
with
the blues. It's hard for you to reach out there. My aunt, the one who was missing, texted me early, said, please pray for me. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so when you're a leader,
pastor,
it's hard for you to take the time to isolate yourself, to just think about matters and things. So, but I made it through. I'm here
today.
I'm energized, and God be the glory.
Yeah, big shout out to friend of the show, Pastor Ernest F. Ledbetter III.
Yeah,
is bringing the word this morning over at the Northwood River District.
Yeah,
conference this morning at the GW right now.
Oh no! Can we do streaming?
I couldn't get from I rushed them over there. I left about 11:10 to get over here.
No, we should have been.
The problem is
the Wi-Fi.
They didn't have no.
They got no Wi-Fi.
I checked on it yesterday.
No Wi-Fi.
I thought about it, but I checked on it yesterday. Yeah, I would have had to try to use my hotspot, and I don't trust that.
Right.
They got enough signal to carry all the stuff we need to carry.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they don't have it over at the Body of Christ Church.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi ministry. No Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi ministry is kind of shut over there.
Hey,
Lord,
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I was listening to Trump yesterday, man.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here
you
go. That one uplift your spirits. You hear what I said? Did you hear me what I said?
Y'all man, I ever talk about me butchering words.
What do you do? I'm listening.
That man said anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic.
Hey, I'm right here to God. So it was a black woman in the back. God love it. On camera, man. So help me living God. Man, bro, I laughed so hard. I said, man, these brothers better not ever talk about me with a word. This man, and how he was reading from his paper. The man was reading. Is that paper? Let me see that.
Yeah, that's his paper.
The man was reading like this.
You don't read that, though, but yeah.
First, Bethel, and you know, church. And the anti-Semitic. I said, oh, my God, man. Hey, and the funny part was you expect him to mess up.
Yeah.
It was a lady, a black woman.
In the background.
So help me live with God. And God would take breath. She was dying laughing so hard on camera. Now, this was on the news.
I hope she done worked there.
Oh,
she going to get fired. She going to get fired.
Wherever he was at yesterday, I think he was doing a speech today. Man, listen, she going to get fired.
Yeah.
She probably is. She ain't fired. She fired. Hey, that woman is fine, man, for real.
Let me say to the people on Facebook Live. Let's see here.
Yolanda hey, yo,
King,
stop.
Kiki Loving God, Mooney Johnson, Dorothy Blakely Rainey, and Miriam Funches says, hey there,
hey, Miriam.
Commando Brother. Yeah, they only got one of them up here because we don't get down with that commando stuff. Right, we Tigers.
Tiger Strong.
Over here.
Who cares?
Commando.
You need some commanding.
Over there.
Tiger us.
Hey, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Y'all sound like an old tiger commando and a tiger with one strike.
Just got one nail. Hold on to it, baby. But now, you know what? Do you realize that there are some that's talking about that seriously?
Uh-huh.
Have you all ever went to one of your reunion, Marshall? We have a picnic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have one too. Yeah.
When you go and you see some of them folk class of 55,
no, forget. See, you expect them to look a certain way.
Yes, but when
now,
you see class of,
when you see your own classmates,
Lord have mercy,
and you see your own classmates,
y'all just come from A right up here.
Man, I got two problems.
I know, seriously. I went to. Let me tell you, I went to. Because we have, we have a girl every year, and I have not played in the. There was a softball game.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
between Austin and Steinmetz.
Killed them.
So then last year there was bowling.
Uh huh.
So I got there late.
Because I'm
coming from the league.
Okay.
Right.
So by the time I got there, now mind you, this is how to show you how Steinmetz is shady. It's all outdoors. Steinmetz got. Mostly only the females showed up for Austin.
Yep.
So that's who was bowling.
Yep.
Steinman's got all dudes on
all
the lane.
Dudes, yep.
Throwing
yep.
100 miles an hour. They can't bowl, but they just throw so hard, you're going to knock down something.
Right.
So then we lost. We lost the game, whatever. So we're supposed to be coming back and having another bowling thing this year.
Okay.
I promise you, if I have to take a league day off,
Steinmetz
will not be leaving there
with
that trophy.
See, this is what happened.
I'm coming strong.
I did softball.
Yeah.
And y'all, I'm a softball man.
I know.
And so I left my game.
To go play at the
Because I knew I got a cousin.
Uh-huh.
And my pastor, Akri.
Uh-huh.
Is a Steinmetz street.
Oh, no.
Now, keep in mind, this is something that a lot of people don't know. I went to Steinmetz for one day.
Wow.
Because my mama couldn't afford the activity fee, so they kicked me out. They said I couldn't get my registration. So she brought me straight to Austin. That's how I got to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So I had already had a grudge because a lot of guys I went to school with, Burbank, we was pretty much grandfathered into Steinmetz.
Okay.
Right. So I was already – but to pitch.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to play first base or third. I wanted to pitch.
Just
wanted
to pitch. Right.
Man, listen here. I struck him out. Man, I put some of that ding dong on it. Man, listen here. But we killed them boys.
I can't wait.
So you need to get them.
We going to get them.
Yeah.
Hold on. We need to have an Austin. Marshall thing.
See, Austin Marshall fight might break out.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
We can't.
What's happening? I'm glad you said that. We doing alumni.
Pastor Keith Gordon, God bless you. Ain't you supposed to be at the, are y'all in lunch right now?
Run the priest?
They on lunch. Yeah, he done preached. We supposed to preach at 11:30, so we only had to preach for like 25 minutes. Better than preached and done. He's done. How much long you supposed to preach an hour? How long you?
No, I thought it sounded at 12:00. I wasn't gonna get through it. You know
No. The session started at 9:30. He was up to preach at 11:30.
Oh, all right.
So
he did
put something on Facebook,
brethren. I mean, seriously, if you're preaching somewhere, I'll be glad to come.
He put it on Facebook.
Princess Zamunda. put the link. On Facebook to
what
you stream.
Yeah, just because the sound is.
Yeah,
because
they keep saying it.
I don't know what's going on with the sound. I'm gonna kill the video and start it up again. But Princess of Zamunda.
Of Zamunda.
Lord, I'm not finna keep calling it. I ain't
Princess Zamunda.
Yeah, because he's
Princess
cause,
of
Zamunda. Because he will tap a name.
I got a problem.
Very sweet.
I got a problem.
What's your problem?
Two things.
Come on.
One, ladies, we're still in March.
Uh-oh.
February.
Yeah, that too. We're in February. Yeah, thank you.
Come on, Pastor.
Thank you. We're in February.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
This won't pass that night.
Excuse me for the interruption.
This won't pass
that night. We have a special. We have an interruption right now. A special report. We got late breaking report right now. Pastor Paul, in the last 45 seconds, you said a word that we quite didn't understand what it was. You mind repeating that for us, please?
Which word?
Exactly. See, we don't know what to.
February?
No. That's why. What month we in, sir?
Oh, I did say March. I mean, February.
Did you vote for Trump?
No, I didn't.
Okay, just check it.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But anyway.
We in February.
Yeah. Listen. Ladies, it's too early to have them toes out, man.
Now,
in the world.
I seen some feet yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
That was just terrible.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Let me tell you this. I do this every year.
But you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Listen, I'm just being... I'm trying to help the ladies.
But see, we're trying to stop you before you get yourself in trouble.
With Princess Zamunda.
No, I ain't talking about period.
I don't believe...
You still in trouble from a week ago when you called that woman ugly on the air. Exactly.
Okay, so my second point then.
All right, point number two to the sermon.
My second point.
Point number two.
Women.
Yes.
Stop deceiving us with this makeup. No, I got somebody got mad at me.
No.
Somebody got mad at me.
We got a breaking news development coming home, please. Wait 1 second, I can't.
Hold up! Hold up!
Hey! Now our special report.
Brought to you by Maybelline, My Girl, and Fashion Fair. Back to you.
Listen. I had someone that's a Facebook friend got mad at me because I couldn't recognize him.
Huh?
I didn't recognize her.
Fashion Fair.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize her. She looked different. That makeup is fooling us, man. It's playing games. It's playing tricks on us, y'all.
Princess Osamunda?
She says, stop being deceiving. She said, y'all first.
Us first.
What you mean?
I ain't deceiving. I can't hide this.
And I know that's right. And this here?
I can't listen, no matter how I sit,
I can't
you
hide.
See rolls, and some more rolls.
You'll say, look!
But my
I got
question.
Beans, greens, tomatoes.
Hey. Yes, sir. Hey. But one thing I know, that makeup,
Tiki loving God says, some people need makeup.
Yes, Lord.
And that's why God made
it. Yes, Lord.
Don't stop blaming stuff on God.
Now listen, baby.
Yeah, some people need a makeover.
No, they ain't make up.
Yeah, they need to make up before they break up.
Because listen,
yes, Matt is hurting. Matt is playing tricks on y'all. Maybelline is playing tricks on y'all.
Here we go. The views expressed by Pastor Cornelius Fox and Pastor Michael Bernard Henderson
because they ain't playing no part in this,
are exclusively those of First Bethel Church and Second Baptist of LaGrange. Thank you very much. Keep going.
Man, all I think about is that movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Listen,
when they was in the hotel room,
she started taking off everything.
She literally took off everything.
How you said, y'all about to go too far.
So you finished, ma'am. Okay.
Princess of the Moon.
Thank you, Princess of the Moon.
Was that the music I just heard?
The music.
And you know it was me.
The Moon.
He touched nothing.
But you don't wear makeup, Princess.
Oh, God. Oh.
Because you are beautiful.
Y'all, you are natural beautiful.
Y'all need to just move on.
You're frozen.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Danny Hazel Carpenter says, makeup helps coverage for dark spots, but ladies need to stop putting on a lot so heavy that it becomes deceiving.
Dark spots come from makeup.
See, I'm being honest with you.
Now
he's a cosmetologist.
He's going to get in trouble.
Dark.
Come on, pull it out.
Majority.
Now,
ladies, y'all over here. Princess Zamunda. Princess of Zamunda. Help me out on this. Majority dark spots on a lady's faces comes from bogus makeup.
Oh, here we go. We got
live from the studio.
Here we go, y'all.
He
get ready to come, y'all.
TLO special report.
He get ready to come. Here it is. He kind of shocked today, too. Look at him. He got with his reporting gear, too. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is it true that you are unmarried and single at this particular time?
Yes, it's true. We know why.
All right.
Now back to our ladies in the program. hit the button. I'm up for that. There you go. Okay.
Y'all see that?
I just couldn't. just can't keep saying stuff. You just can't.
No,
I'm just telling the truth.
The way I do.
Yeah. Oh,
I
God.
That is true. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She said, no, y'all not getting no brownie point. Who not getting no brownie point?
What me? I said, that's the word. Right
now,
here in the middle.
I'm not trying to get brownie points.
In the middle.
No, I'm not trying to get. I put myself in the dog. Stay Puff over here.
In the word of Aaliyah, work the middle. Work the middle. Don't pay for this. Work the middle. Don't pay for this, chat. Work the middle.
Hey, he's trying to get brownie. I'm not trying to get no brownie points. I'm good.
I'm just being honest.
I'm just speaking with a lot of guys.
You know, I just enjoy as a show.
You just can't say some stuff, man.
I put on the book.
And you know what's bad? You know what's bad? It's me telling you you can't say stuff.
And
it's
all
him who say any and all things. You know, but see, y'all, you know. Right. Y'all got it.
Oh, Lord. But now, you know what? Listen. The makeup artists, they do need a job. So, therefore.
Danny says, Hazel Carpenter says, all brownie points are gone for you. All.
So work the middle.
That's not my name, though.
But she's talking about you, Doc. You're the guilty culprit here, the one in the middle.
Listen, I'm not trying to get running points.
But they let you know, they letting you know you ain't going to have none. As a matter of fact, I think from where I'm reading that, they ain't sending you no brownies.
Okay, wait.
Princess of Zamunda.
She said, let's talk about that.
Hold on.
Okay, come on.
Let me slide over.
Now work the middle.
I'm going to talk about that.
Don't
say all right, number one.
See,
our flaws are really not characteristic flaws.
So see, he rock the
our
boat.
Our flaws is this.
Rock the boat. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Slide back. Okay, our flaws.
I'm not going back over there. I got nothing to do.
Our flaws.
I just host the show.
Sometimes we lie too much.
Say you getting it too.
Hey, sometimes men lie too much.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, Lord.
We lie to get what we want.
Yeah, we program.
It's true.
What's the article
men,
for today's show?
Some men.
No.
Let's hang in there.
I'm not hanging.
We've been hanging
no,
there.
No, you done hung yourself.
Now,
I go with you.
So, a lot of men do the Steve Harvey. Remember Steve Harvey had that little backwards fro, whatever he
did. That toupee.
Uh-huh. Make his fro look tight. Yeah, a lot of us guilty of that. I got to be
Beijing
honest.
Die.
We're guilty of that.
Uh-huh.
We're very guilty of that. Look, they done left, y'all.
All right.
That's two things. Now, when it comes down to the physical, men really can't lie or really have flaws. Because
what you see
is what you get. Let's talk about it.
Okay, now, come on now. Now, don't.
Because with me, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a few of us, but it's only a few of us wear girdles.
Yeah, wear spanks.
Just a few.
With them on Sunday. Yeah.
Now, when you look at majority, women, y'all got fake eyelashes. You got fake hair. You got fake nails.
Well, when I think of His grace and His mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company.
I'm done.
We are back.
I'm done. So, So anyway, Pastor Parks probably won't be. Is anybody going to be available on Mondays and Fridays to be a part? What's your schedule look like on Monday, Henderson?
You pray for me.
What's your schedule look like? Because We don't know. That's going to be between. I'm going to let him and the Princess of the Moon work that out after the show. Because you know what? Hey, she said, did she just say you suspended?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. It is live on the air. Did she just say?
On the ether waves.
Yeah, both of y'all. Fox and Henderson.
But I'm talking to him. Step out, baby. Muffler. Hold on, we suspend it. All right. It's going to be a fine show ride. Ain't going to be no conversation.
expectations going
on. Oh, man. Oh, y'all got me crying.
Glory.
Oh, man.
I'm so done right now. I'm so done. I can't even. I can't fool with y'all. I can't.
I told y'all.
What you telling me for?
Princess.
What you saying?
I'm sorry.
Now he want to come with his Barry White voice.
I'm sorry.
Due to poor wireless connect. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Princess of Zamunda.
Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry.
Help us all.
I'm sorry.
The devil made me do it.
You know what?
Seven lives is pastor.
You know what?
The devil made me do it.
The seven lives.
That's number eight.
Seven lives of a pastor. The devil made me do it.
Devil made me do it.
Say it with a serious face. Straight voice.
Devil made me do it.
I was really trying.
Yeah, I was doing my
to
best.
Contain myself, but that devil.
You know
he
what?
Just made me do it.
I'm just done. I don't even know what to say to y'all.
Can you
anyway,
forgive me?
We are back. That's cool. Y'all work that off. Work that out off the air because I don't really. That's I have nothing to do.
I have nothing to say.
You string people. How you doing?
Nothing to do with
right?
that. Nothing at all. Anyway, so okay. Side note. We're gonna move on. Did y'all happen to see that, you know, Magic Johnson is the new president of the Lakers,
and he did a Trump,
and he fired everybody.
You really? Are the weakest link.
He fired the brother of the son of the owner.
He man, listen here.
So Jeannie, the brother and sister were running the team after the father
yeah.
died, Dr. Right. Buss.
Yeah.
Well, Jeannie didn't want to fire her brother anyway. She probably felt some kind of conflict. Magic had no problem because apparently what I found out was, and I know y'all like this ain't no sports show, but apparently they had a big trade the other day. They traded DeMarcus Cousins from Sacramento Kings to New Orleans for pretty much nothing.
Okay. For nothing.
Well, apparently the Sacramento Kings called the Lakers, and Jerry Buss, the son, whatever his name is, the son, didn't even call Magic to talk to him or Jeannie about the trade. They gonna talk through it amongst the low level people, and the low level people told them not to do it.
Not to do it. And that would have been a great trade.
Big deal for them.
That would have been a great trade.
Yeah. So I can't even begin to try to figure out how that's going to go. But he fired everybody.
So you fired.
Yesterday, pretty much. Pretty much fired yesterday. So
yeah.
I'm excited about my Lakers now because
I'm a Laker fan.
We might be coming on back around the global
come on,
side.
Come on.
So,
we'll
yeah,
be coming
yeah.
around the mountain when we come.
You know what? Please help
coming
me.
So I want to know that do him and Trump, they got something in common. He came in and just.
Don't let him do it down the street, too? You reckon?
What, with the Bulls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the time to get rid of Paxton and all. Yeah,
it's
past time. It's past time.
So it's time to do it down the street, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, look, we moved Facebook Live back over. Hopefully the sound is better. I went out and went back in. Hopefully the sound got better. Y'all come on back in the room. Y'all share it again. Y'all going to do all that good stuff. And then we're gonna work it out. Anyway, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Y'all pray for these two people over here to the right of me, please, because they need all the prayer that they can get. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Pajam. Come on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on. Here we go. Set. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on. Sing it to him. Sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on. Set. Clap your hands.
I will bless the Lord.
Sing it to him. Say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
right, we are back.
Darius Williams says hello, y'all. I was with him yesterday.
That's wonderful. Right. Oh, that's wonderful. Bless him. Bless him. God bless him.
Doing good. Wonderful.
In South, within
Atlanta.
You stopped through Atlanta on your way.
Atlanta,
well, that's I forget about that. Right. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
I know. I saw. Real quick, I saw you with your video from the Double Dutch.
Let me tell you something. I want y'all to hear the pastor.
Come on. Tell us about it.
Listen, children. I'm trying to share this with everybody.
Okay, there. Keep going. Okay,
all right.
The sound sucks. Thank you, Sharisa Gregory.
The sound sucks. Listen.
Yeah, the sound sucks.
I was
okay. All right. We gonna put the link up. Tanya, please put the link up for Ustream, please, one more time for today's broadcast. Put the link up for Ustream, and then we gonna kill this thing. I don't know what's going on with the sound on Facebook Live. I can't explain it. Don't know. Yeah. She says put them phones all the way down.
We tried to share. So we can get more likes and views.
Y'all stay in trouble. It feels good. This is what it's like to have brothers and sisters. I know what that would have been like for some other people to get in trouble.
I used to get in trouble all the time. I'm used to it. Even as a preacher.
And these the two. Facebook communication coming through Scramble. Okay, yeah. We're going to put the Ustream link up, and y'all going to switch to that. Tanya, put
Princess
the link up,
Zamunda.
Zamunda.
Can you put the link up, please?
Of Zamunda.
Princess of Zamunda.
I was walking because,
come on.
You know, in Atlanta, I catch a train from the airport, and you walk down the promenade, as we call it,
mm-hmm.
on campus, and, of course, you know, ain't nothing like black campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking the turn, and I see these ropes going up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I said, these children are playing double dutch in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Only at the African-American Black Negro Colored mm-hmm. Institution.
Wow.
I mean, listen, and everybody passing by, boys and girls. Even the Negroes, man, I ain't seen no dub gun.
Wow.
Y'all playing rope. I ain't seen rope like that. And it was just wonderful. It was a wonderful time. And then it was like 70 degrees there, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, heat down south is a whole lot.
Yeah.
The blooms that come on trees down south.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have a very bad winter.
Right.
Now, I'm believing that it's going to get up.
The turnaround is working for me.
Yeah.
It's going to turn around in a minute.
Turn around for you. Yeah. Turn around.
Yes, we know.
You.
We know that the sound is scrambled. We're trying to get you all the link. My producer's about to put, Anitra with the 3,000 letter name, not settling for nothing less than I deserve, Howard. We understand that the sound is bad. We are going to put the Ustream link up. Y'all can click that and then go watch on Ustream. So give us a second. Just waiting on the producer to put that up there for y'all. She's going to click that and put that up there. We're going to keep going. Y'all just stay right there on Facebook until the link comes. When the link comes, I expect y'all to click off and go to the link on Facebook. Go ahead.
But anyway, it's something about being on the campus.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, whether you go to a PWI, mm-hmm. HBCU, it's something about being on the campus, and it's the feel. Now, of course, it has changed an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's the feel of being there.
It is.
Once I step off the train,
mm-hmm.
because we call it the L, once I step off the train
mm-hmm.
At the AU Center,
mm-hmm.
you can feel the rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, you see, because, of course, it's Spelman.
And which school was this?
This is ITC. I'm like,
okay,
ITC.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So, you know, there's Spelman, there's ITC, there's Clark Atlanta, there's Morehouse. So you have to really literally walk through.
One more time. We know that the, we got other folk putting the link up. That's wonderful. Bless
there
the Lord. Bless
the
Lord.
Bless the Lord.
We know it's buffering. We are aware that the sound is bad on Ustream. I'm sorry, on Facebook Live. Please click on the Ustream link, and you can go there and watch it, please, ladies and gentlemen. So click the link. LaTanya just put the – LaTanya Melton, that's the show producer. I know she got another name, but that's the – please click that Ustream link. Please click the Ustream link, and you can go there and finish watching the show, or you can just call in, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, and you can just listen. You can go to any one of them and just listen. Any one of them. Matter of fact, I'm going to give y'all the link for – Where that is right there. I'm gonna give y'all the link. If you're not able to get to Ustream, can I get a copy? Thank you. If you're not able to get to Ustream, you can go right here and hit the listen number right here. Thank you very kindly. If I can get a paste. All right, bless the Lord. You can go right there and listen to the show on that link. I know it's choppy. Y'all coming in. Before you type a comment, something about the read the other comments before you time. Y'all read me right. Make me upset.
I read.
So you can click that link and do whatever you want to do. I understand Kathleen Savon. I get it, Kathleen Savon. Lord have mercy. These new folk too. Bless y'all. I appreciate y'all coming on in the room, but God bless you. But we're gonna have to shut it down. We're gonna have to shut it down. Okay. She said it's broken. We know. Choppy, broken. She just gonna keep tithing.
That's all right. Listen, don't listen. I stopped worrying about it.
Anyway, that's weird though. That's really strange.
I don't know what happened. Maybe some static in my clothes, you know.
Well no, because we had the problem Monday.
Okay.
And then we tested it after the show, and it was fine. So not sure exactly what Takemia Jones is keep messing up.
Listen here.
Yes, we know the sound sucks. Sharissa Gregory. Ain't y'all at lunch? What they serve for lunch over there at the district? Because I'm hungry.
At the district. Well, now, listen, while we're talking about that, we're always going to eat afterward, too. But I want you all to know that Sweet Maple.
Here we go. That was your first time going?
My first time getting in the building,
because
you know.
Oh, because it's always crowded. Oh, yeah. Because the weather ain't quite right. There probably wasn't no line today, right?
There wasn't no line.
Yeah. Sweet Maple is good, man.
Oh.
They only got eight tables, but
that's fine. So we don't want all y'all.
But that's why the line is always long. Have you been?
Never.
Okay.
They got good food.
Maybe we need to do next week.
Okay. They got good food.
Then listen, them cinnamon roll panda the cakes on today.
What kind?
Panda the cakes. I know exactly what I said, Donald Trump. I'm sorry, 45. Them panda and them cakes. Hallelujah.
Pat them cakes.
Anyway, look, y'all. We're about to shut down the Facebook Live. You all can go to Ustream. So I'm giving y'all a chance. Y'all got 3 minutes, because in 3 minutes we're gonna start the article. So we're about to shut down Facebook Live. If y'all wanna keep watching, click the Ustream link or call that call in number. Or click the other link that I posted up. Any one of those will get you to be able to watch or listen. Yes, Jeffrey Morrison. We know that the sound is choppy. You know Jeff?
Yeah.
But talk to him. Tell him we know.
Jeff, we know.
All right.
And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, real quick. I forgot to do this on Monday. We were told to do this. Myself and Pastor Parks, after we leave here on Monday, we will be on One Sister to Another,
Angela
Johnson's radio show, One Sister to Another.
They didn't invite me.
I
got the invitation.
Right, it was not.
I mean, this is a deal right here. I mean,
oh, is it?
This is
one. Tanya, make sure you listen real closely to the words coming out of Michael Henderson's mouth.
Gonna be on the ether wave, you know, you cannot be on the ether wave without his holiness.
Uh huh. It's a 3-man package.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you get 3 wings and a biscuit.
Okay. I just want you to make sure you hear all the words that are coming out of Henderson's mouth.
Don't be on no ether or no other ether wave without
saying. Don't call one if you don't call all. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
I mean,
I don't know if that's what you're hearing, Tanya. But okay. So anyway, so you got that. And then immediately after the show on Monday, I will be on the Donna Renee Patrick show at 1:30. So we're going to end the show right on time so I can then call in to the Donna Renee Patrick show.
Wonderful.
Down in Texas. We're going to be talking about my favorite topic, praise and worship. So that's going to be awesome. So that's Monday, I believe February 27th. Yeah. So
what's the topic for the 4 o'clock one?
4 o'clock program.
See this one. Yeah, always.
What's the theme for the 4
always,
o'clock program?
Always try to start.
It's a flyer going around, so it shouldn't be secret.
Yeah. Is it a flyer out?
Yeah, I mean, they put it out there that we all going to be on there.
Oh, they did? Okay. Yeah. Let me pull up the, hold on, for real. I'm not even being funny. Let me pull up the flyer, because hold on, because he's trying to be funny. The topic is something that's about the church, and let's see. Hold on. Come on, computer. Come on, work with me. All right, it is, don't see it. Yep, that ain't it. Don't see it. Okay, Tony, what's the topic for the Monday show? Because Parks know what it is, and they just ain't saying it. So, and I don't see it. So, I don't see the topic. What's the topic for the show Monday? It's about this guy's book. The church and
church and the gay agenda.
Cornelius Williams' book.
Williams.
Yeah.
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 The kingdom and the gay agenda. Got a copy of it in the car.
No, the church and I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the gay agenda.
Yeah, Joel Montgomery. is going to be on there. Us, two other people.
All right, baby, you need to include me in that because I have read the book.
The church and the gay, yeah, the church and the gay agenda. What do we do now? That's the title of the book.
You need to tell her you need to bring somebody else with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, invite me to be a part of this, and I won't, you know.
Yes, yes.
Is you on here, baby?
Angela, I don't know. But we can, she probably was, if it was bad. Again, y'all got about 1 minute, and Facebook Live is going away. Y'all still on Facebook Live. Facebook Live, we know the sound sucks. Apostle C. Calvin McKee.
Hey, Apostle.
Right, we know the sound sucks. Scroll up and get Tanya. Can you post the Ustream link one more time? Because we're going to shut Facebook Live down and put up there that we're shutting down Facebook. Please switch to the following link. That way, folks know when they come on here. Because we're going to start the conversation today, and it's going to be good. Seven lies pastors tell.
Two preachers out there tell.
Yeah, seven lies that pastors tell. I know Faith. Hey, good. We can't hear. I understand.
Listen, stop for the spot.
By the grave. Anyway.
I come along.
Wait.
Mm. All right. Yes. Anyway. Lord. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yes. So, anyway, we're about to take a break while Latanya puts up the messages. By the time we come back, everybody should have switched over to the Ustream link or should have looked in on one of the other links. Sharissa, say it one more time. I dare you.
One more time.
And still be on the south side when I get off this show. And we'll see you when I get over there. But, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, y'all. Don't know what the problem is, but, hey, God's going to work it out. We'll be right back, y'all. T-T-L-O. Bye. Oh, Lord.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my faith for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
About to go, we're about to go. Look here, y'all. We're about to shut down the Facebook Live. Facebook Live is going down. We're getting rid of that. Facebook Live is going down. If you haven't already, please switch over to Ustream or switch over to one of the other links. Thank you, Tanya, for putting up Ustream link. Please switch.
You're still on here.
I know. That's Sharissa. She ain't got the sense God gave her. But we gonna put this off. So bye, y'all, on Facebook Live. See y'all over there on the other side on Ustream. Got to go. All right, so that's done. Anyway, so look, we got this really good article. Yeah. Sound clear to me. it's very strange. But look, y'all, we have this really good article, and I'm excited about it, man. It is simply entitled, The Seven Lies That Pastors Tell. That's what it say, right? Seven lies.
Seven lies.
Is that what it said? Okay, I'm gonna need y'all to act like y'all can talk in y'all microphones because can't nobody.
Seven lies.
Thank you. God bless
seven
y'all.
Seven whole day. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot where I was. All right. Seven whole lies.
Yeah.
That's pastor's tale.
I don't even know what to say. I just don't. Y'all just need help.
Listen, you got to have some enthusiasm.
Is that what it is? That's another lie you just told.
Yeah, exactly.
Seven lies most pastors tell. This article was just written February 12th, and this is what he says. This is by Kerry Neewolf. We've used him quite often. He says, I'm a pastor, and I hate to say, I sometimes tell lies. He says, don't get me wrong. I hate lying, and I try very hard to live a life of integrity. He says, I'm guessing you do too, but do you ever let a lie slip? He says, pastors are under relentless pressure to be on all the time. And as a result, it's way too easy to shade the truth in ministry. Mm. He says, I'm not even good at lying. My wife and kids tell me I'm a terrible liar. They can tell within seconds if I'm lying or trying to pull a fast one on them. Practical jokes are really hard to pull off because of this. But sometimes, as a byproduct of what I do in ministry, I say things that aren't 100% true.
Yeah.
He says, and I'm sure I'm not alone. In the hopes of keeping me honest and maybe helping non-pastors understand the pastor's world, here are seven lies I've caught myself telling. See if you have too. Pastor Henderson, go ahead and do number one, please.
Number one.
I'm doing great.
Mm.
That's what I say to almost everyone who asks me how I am. Mm-hmm. But it's not always true.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think you should burden strangers or Sunday morning guests with the real answer.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I've said to people close to me when I haven't been great. The point is not to tell everyone when you're struggling, but you do need to tell someone. Just because you can't tell everyone when you're struggling doesn't mean you should tell anyone. If you don't, your days in ministry are numbered.
Mm.
That's something else on it. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things with that, and nowadays, and we've been talking about this for a while,
mm-hmm.
who are the gatekeepers?
Mm-hmm.
Who
mm-hmm.
are the pioneers? Who do we go to and talk about matters? Because truth to be told, everyone that we talk to want to lie and fabricate their number. Well,
yeah.
That's going to be the next one, so I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to fabricate so much about the ministry. I often say this, you know, I just take the bitter with the sweet, shake it up, get some lemonade. Because you're going to have sweet days, bitter days.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that knows, if you've been in ministry for quite some time, sad to say this, you're going to have more downs than you have days that's up.
Mm-hmm.
But your good outweighs the bad. And so it's a struggle. Ministry is a struggle. And but this, you know, we often tell members, close mouth, don't get fed. But we as people, pastors, want everyone to think that we are doing well, and deep down inside, we're not. We're not. And truth of the matter, before we lie to them, we lie to ourselves.
Right.
Because you never know who can help you. You know, I never forget, I was in a meeting before with Pastor Hannah and a guy was talking about, man, I wish I was able to get a film projector to do a screen on the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pastor Hannah said, have you asked anyone?
Mm.
He said, no, I haven't. He said, well, you really don't want a screen or a projector. Because you keep it to yourself. He said, matter of fact, I got one extra one for you if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that problem could have been solved a long time ago if he would have just opened up and said, is there anyone at the table could help me out?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of our problems, we think that we can do it all by ourselves. And I think we've been talking about that as well. And we can't do it all by ourselves. We need help. We need somebody.
That's most of the, I guess our pride gets in the way. You don't want to be, every time you see you, I'm asking for problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, y'all want to be always... Yeah. What you need? What Doc I need? And then next time, oh Doc I need. And Doc, no, I don't need to be doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some things. Now, when it comes to help with stuff,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
like we're trying to put up screens or whatever at the church or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, somebody send somebody over. I don't want all the time. No, no.
Good. I guess because people do hold that against you too.
Yeah, some of them do.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. That's good.
And some people be to the point. You know, you see what they got over there? I gave it to them.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Yeah. I can't stand it. That's one part I can't stand. That's why I even tell guys, when I bless them with product, you
uh-huh.
don't even tell nobody
right.
that we did this, because I don't want to get no credit for that, honestly.
Right. Let's keep going. Number two.
There were X 100,000 people at the event.
Uh-oh.
There's even a name for this, Pastor Mouth.
Ooh.
I have a tendency to round attendance up if I don't watch myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it stems from insecurity. or a sense of inadequacy or insanity. I don't know, but I have to check myself to make sure I'm accurate. What do I feel the truth is inadequate? Anytime you feel the truth is inadequate, it's a sign God wants to drill deeper into your character. Wow.
Wow.
Now, we laughed about that earlier, but we do know in Chicago, that's the biggest lie every preacher be telling. We never, what we call round it off or stem it, but we want to give fabricate numbers to make it seem like we're bigger than what we really are.
Yes.
And we talked about how, guys, I preached in front of 8,000 people before. I see an average of 125 a Sunday, but when you go over there, it's 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it's always, Doc, listen, I had death, one of the big families had death.
Yeah.
Or they had a family reunion, Doc, and I got to apologize. listen, please, come on back again. You know.
I got you next time, huh?
Yeah, I got you next time. Oh, you know, my members are just until like Saturday. I don't know. You know, somebody got sick. Mother got sick, and, you know, all the kids, and then when she left, everybody else. And, that's, you know, that's why evening programs are becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Listen, you can have 500 on Sunday morning, but then Sunday evening,
yeah.
12 times, 12, 12, 12.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that, I mean, that's becoming a thing. But my, as I told someone, I've never wanted a big church, no way. I've always wanted a healthy church, a church wherein with we can do what we need to do. What's wrong?
No, we have issues on you stream now. I think the devil is big.
Look, I'm going to blame him for this one.
Because
I'm sorry to say, I'm sorry for saying anti.
It's a medical.
Oh, my God. Look, y'all, we're going to take a real quick break, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back, y'all. We're just trying to get something figured out because this just is one of them days, y'all. We will be right back. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO.
I
too much stuff going on.
I was, in my time for preparation on Sunday,
uh-huh.
I always go through Ustream or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I would go through Ustream. I said, I didn't know I was on Ustream.
What you mean?
I'm looking. I said, why do I have on a purple robe? I said, oh, that's not me. That's Mom and Sam. I didn't know.
You know what?
I mean, seriously, I didn't know how. I said, wait a minute. That ain't me.
I'm done.
The way he was
saying
that,
I'm so done with you right now.
I mean, seriously.
So you thought Bob and Sapp was you?
I mean, listen. When you see him in the shadow, I mean, when you really see him, you be like, we got same dad.
Lord, help
us. My dad.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. So let me jump in on some of these because I. Why do you think y'all said there were X 100,000 people at the event? What is it because that's us outwardly expressing what we hope to have?
No.
Oh, okay. So what is it? That
we want to be bigger than what we are.
Yes. No, that's what I'm saying. Hoping that's you outwardly expressing what you hope to have.
No.
Okay, that ain't it.
No, we want people to think we're bigger than we are.
That we have more members.
All right, here. If I'm sitting here with a bunch of pastors,
right,
and we,
right,
truth of the matter, we do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we all get together, and it'd be pastors, and all of us have a certain level of geographic membership.
Right.
Yes.
And some have good.
Right.
Some here. So, I mean, it's each level.
Right.
Sometimes it's almost embarrassing to talk about, if this man talking about, yeah, I saw about 800.
Right.
And then this man said, oh, yeah, I saw about 500. And this one said, oh, yeah, I seen about 250. And
then,
this one, 125.
And then
this one, 75.
And then
20.
And then 50. And then you come down. Well, we had a record high. We had about 15. We had about 15 in service today. And so you
if
sit
it's
back.
The right 15, though, I can go on by my business.
That's true. If it's the right 15.
Right 15, you
and
know
so,
what?
But that's true. But so, and then we also were talking about how different guys got different mortgages.
Yes.
Okay.
On their building.
Okay. Okay.
And sometimes your mortgage don't fit your number of members you have,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because you gotta, your mortgage is up here,
mm-hmm,
and
the people is, yeah.
Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. The truth will be told, guys just love to lie to make them.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I learned a lot of guys said that so they think they get more engagements too, because if you, the more members you have, the more people probably will follow you.
Yeah.
And so it gives you a people, especially locally,
mm-hmm,
he gonna bring a crowd with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every church, every pastor, I know every pastor does this. When you're looking in your fellowships, you're looking at who's going to really bring a crowd,
mm-hmm,
to help you balance off some things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, guys, we love to lie on that one. I ain't going to lie to you. We love it. I mean, I probably fabricated some stuff before, too.
I know I have.
And you know, it's not
real quick. I just shared the Ustream link onto y'all's pages, so now
okay,
you can share it, too. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So,
wait, hold on. Princess of Zamunda.
Of Zamunda.
Is it okay that we pick up our phone and share? Because I don't want to get in no more trouble.
You have to pick your phone up. You could have did and put it down real quick.
Well, the way my stomach is set up, I bounce right back up.
You know what? See, you just had to just keep doing stuff.
The way my stomach is set up, if I bend over, I'm like that you know that thing that we used to have when we was kids?
The
bounce machine. You hit it and it pops
back
up.
It's because what's it?
Pastor Henderson, do number three, please. Again, we're talking about seven lies most pastors tell. Number three.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Mm, that, yeah.
Sometimes I'm tempted to spit it.
Yeah.
They really are.
I've definitely told that one.
It's a much better practice to keep out specific things that were genuinely wonderful and leave things that bothered me to a private
debrief.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lay that. If you make it a pattern to say things were awesome, then they weren't. People know.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for me, I'm a part of a church where things are actually awesome a lot of times. But I need to make sure my vocabulary matches the experience.
Now, you know how two people can go to two people can see an accident,
uh-huh,
and or see an event and,
uh-huh,
and come away with two different stories.
Uh-huh.
And now, one thing you can't do is if you go to a sporting event, you can't lie and say who won and who lost.
That's right.
Because that's the score tells that. Okay. But we can go to similar services, and you can leave a service and say, oh, it was wonderful. And everybody else says, I'm just glad it was over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Is that because, and it's not to, and I like what he says. He says about having a private debrief after. I am one who, you know, if things were bad, I'll just say, you know, he'll say, well, how was church Sunday? It was fine. And move on. But if it was good, you have a tendency to want to elaborate. Like, man, it was awesome. We had so-and-so come in and he preached from such and such. Or if it's like, well, how was church yesterday? It was okay.
Uh-huh.
It was good. Yeah, it was good, and you move on.
Yeah.
So
Pastor did good. I enjoyed it.
why? Look at.
Pastor did pretty good.
I'm just saying, but is that? I guess that's lying with omission.
I hate it.
driveway I have a house I can play. Clothes in my closet I've got a bed for my head. Shoes for my feet I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God, but I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. I've got family when I fall to pick me up. I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say
says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's
all God.
Everything going on in my life. And it's all God. Had a few hills to climb.
Oh, yeah.
those little elements, it's hard for me to recover.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't stand it. I can. You know you. Yeah. Hey, y'all, it's real though. Hey, so that's why I can't sometimes recover because I done got mad, angry, like really. Number five.
Somebody asked a question. I want to ask this first. Anonymous 421, because you know these people don't have logins on Ustream, they're all anonymous. Right. Anonymous 421 says this: can a church have co-pastors? Example: could you brothers come together to join forces to create and expand of the will of God to empower the people? Or do egos come into play?
It depends on who
I don't
you
think
are.
She was asking us individually.
Right. Oh, yeah. But yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah.
But let me show this. The number one thing needs to in order for that to happen, the group of men that come together,
all women,
must be stable.
Yeah.
Number one, they must be financially stable. Because if they're not financially stable, then it's going to be hard for them minds to come together when they're trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they must be called by the Lord to do something of that matter.
Yes.
Not just called to preach, not just called to teach, but called to come together under the same roof, but still have like-minded visions that they can incorporate all their visions and stem it into one and create a force. It's hard to do.
Yes.
It's just recently starting to happen in black churches. With the different pastors, different
worship pastors, because
the European Americans have been doing it for years. They've
exactly.
had an executive pastor.
Exactly.
That's the reason why, beloved. Because in the African American church, if you're not a pastor, you're very shunned.
You're looked down on. Yeah.
But now because there are some people in our churches that you know and as well as I know. Need to just be over Christian education.
That's it.
Yeah.
Need to be over the worship.
Yep.
Need to be over the visitation.
That's true.
Right. That's their calling.
That's true.
But because in our vernacular, they say, you're in a conversation. Well, so and so. You pass? No, I'm passing away. Okay, anyway.
But
that's your calling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your calling.
Thank you for your question, Anonymous 421.
Anonymous 421, to be honest with you. Yeah. And this is not to lie. Yeah, egos does get in the way.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
When you have, let's take three men up here. We all have different backgrounds. Even though we blend well here, it still would take time to blend in ministry.
Yes.
Because we all have a certain type of gift and personality, charisma, and anointing that we probably would accommodate. However, we would clash if we didn't spend that amount of time.
Here is where I think that where this is how you get rid of egos. You don't have a problem acquiescing to someone who you know has a gift in an area that you might not.
And that's good.
The problem comes we have to have that spirit of David. Recognize that it ain't my time to be king.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sit here and just play harp like I'm told to do, or then I'm going to go to the battlefield like I'm sent, or I'm going to do these other things in the process. So if I know that Cornelius is a better praise and worship leader than I am, then that's going to be an area of the church where I'm going to kind of be hands off. If I know Michael is a more powerful preacher, or not even to say a more powerful preacher, but his preaching style is sometimes needed a little bit more than topical preaching or expository preaching, then I need to let that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say, well, you know, I got all the degrees, so I got to do all the preaching.
Yeah. I agree.
You all have been pastor longer, so you should do all the preaching. So you have to be smart enough to say, it's just like in any business. You have to be smart enough. You never want to be the smartest person at the table.
Exactly.
Because if you're the smartest person at the table, that business ain't going to last long.
No.
So it's good to have people around you who have difference of opinions to sit around and say, hey, look, man, service was good, but it was lacking.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And be able to say that and not be offended.
That's good.
Be like, hey, man, look, everything was good, but what happened with praise and worship?
That's good. That's good.
You know, at my mom's church, at Rock of Ages, if something goes wrong, Reverend Wiley would be like, when he'd go up to the mic, he'd be like, woo, he'd say, praise the Lord. So-and-so, I'm about to see you at the church. Everybody knows something. That means something went wrong.
Yeah.
Especially if he's calling out, if it's the music director, somebody on the usher, because he saw something that should not have been taking place.
Yeah.
But you have to be humble enough to accept the constructive criticism when it comes.
Well, that comes with the training.
Exactly.
That comes with the training and then meeting.
Yeah.
You know, average church
the
leaders do not meet after worship services.
No, and they should.
They should. When you have a full staff,
they should.
You should meet weekly and talk about the debriefing, as he mentioned, of your service, and then talk preparation for the next. Yeah.
That's good.
I agree.
Speaking of that, let's keep going. We're talking about seven lies that pastors sometimes tell. Number five, Parks.
Yes. Sometimes I say yes when I don't mean yes.
Oh, Lord.
I say yes to make someone happy or to get someone off my case. That's not good. Being nice is a poor substitute for being honest.
You know what?
That's true.
I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I learned years ago to go from number five to number six, to have a spirit of no.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you say yes you say yes just to get people out your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah.
And you really don't have a heart for it.
You really don't have a heart to do it.
You really don't have a heart for it. And now what you've agreed to do is going to come out mediocre.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. And I use the best example. My mother has the best example. My mother will say this. She says, when you don't feel like cooking, don't cook.
I agree.
Sam, mama, because she has said it plenty of times. She's like, you know what? I didn't feel like cooking. So just ain't no sense you coming over eating it.
Yeah.
ain't nothing in it.
Yeah.
And now when you want that meal anyway, you would be like, look, ain't no wrong with these greens. She'd be like, them greens ain't tough. No.
They
but see, look, especially when you ain't got your own.
I can do better. No,
yeah, my mother, my bless her heart, my mother gets it from my great-grandmama, who was what I like to call brutally honest.
Brutally
honest.
Because
I had my great-grandmama tell one girl I was dating, while the other girl was there, you don't braid my hair like the other girl used to.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah.
I just went out on the front porch.
I think we all got it.
I just went outside. I'd be in the car.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alyssa Henderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just brutally honest. Brutally honest.
You know, I got to admit.
Where you find her at?
One of our problems. One of my problems with number five.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Being a newer pastor.
You said it quickly. Yeah.
You know, before you even think about it, you're saying it. And you're not knowing how much you're stretching yourself.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you can't fix something that the previous administration had put into play.
Ooh.
It
takes you a while to do
that.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you want me to come in and fix it.
Yeah.
But why didn't you fix it when they were here?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, now, real talk. Pastors change, this day and age, change quite often, day and age. Pastors are lasting, 5 years now?
Sure.
Maybe, you know, something.
If you've been at your church for 10 years, you're going to be there.
Oh, well, yeah. But the administration ain't changed.
That's the problem.
The administration don't change.
Yeah.
So if there were problems already existing with the last two pastors, all of that is not the problem of the last two pastors. Because if y'all saw this stuff and now you're going to try to put it in my lap, deacon, trustee,
what
elder,
about it?
Steward, late leader, finance chairman.
Steward pro tem,
Right. Let's keep going. Number six.
No.
Mm.
Sometimes I said no when I didn't mean it either.
Mm-hmm.
Sigh.
Uh-huh.
For example, in a larger church for years, I had to selectively choose which weddings I do.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I have almost no family time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was just easier to say I didn't do weddings.
Mm.
Even when it's more complicated, it's good to give the full answer, such as, I do weddings occasionally. Let me explain how that tends to work, rather than to simply say, I don't do them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, the scenario is only for larger churches or churches that got a model.
Right.
That
because everybody else just do them.
Just do them. Because we know if we don't do them, we ain't going to have no members.
Yes, sir. or it's gonna be tight faced.
Yeah, seriously. So and then truth of the matter, a lot of us even do funerals that we really don't want to do, but just because of who family member it is.
Because they're a member of your church,
yeah.
And as their pastor, you almost feel obligated.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. Cause I used to work for the funeral home.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, when you work for the funeral home.
Okay.
You're just hey, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know so and so. The person that's gonna preach it, they know so and so, but it don't make no difference. They dead. They ain't preaching to them no way. You preach to the people that's out in the pew.
Right.
What that
right.
mean?
Right.
They go, because they gonna get up and say whatever they're gonna say about whoever, about Junebug or whoever.
Yeah.
So I think on this six, he just want us to give a better way of saying no.
Well, you know, explain it. Don't say I just don't do them.
Right.
Say I do them based off of these terms.
Exactly.
Like I'm not gonna do your. I just don't marry everybody.
Exactly.
In order to get married here, you need to. I need to see you and your other half.
Yeah.
And you know, I need to see y'all in the midst of being together. Let's go. Number seven says this. I'll pray for you.
Mm. Oh wow.
I have to raise my hand on this one because I'm guilty. He says this one hurts the most. I know I have sometimes told someone I'll pray for them, and then I forget. And sometimes he says, man, I'm trying to banish this tendency. I'll even say I'll pray for you because I know it's the pastoral thing to say. He says, to combat this, sometimes I'll pray for people on the spot as I walk away so I don't forget.
Yeah.
These days I have to pray. I have a prayer app I use to help me remember to pray for specific things. Really? There's a prayer app? Y'all know that?
No.
I'm gonna need to get the prayer app.
Wow.
Because you will forget. He says, and I do try to bring to mind people to pray for when I pray. Then he says, I'm also confident about the hundreds of people at our church who are praying for each other, but I want to be 100% certain that when I say I'm praying for you, that I actually
am.
Now,
yeah.
All right. I think that problem comes in when prayer is not a necessity in your life. One of my gifts in ministry is prayer.
Okay.
When you have a praying anointing,
yeah.
People come to you
mm-hmm.
out of the woodwork. I mean, mm-hmm. you'll be surprised. People, I got people only want me to come do their funeral and pray at their funeral. I'm serious. And so what I do now, this one I don't struggle with because I know the demand. When someone texts me or call me, And if they don't want me to pray right then and there, as soon as I get off the phone, I say a simple prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, please have mercy on that condition, whatever the condition is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being honest. I don't make it a long, drawn-out prayer. I don't try to start hooping and hollering.
Mm-hmm.
I just make my request be made known unto the Lord
mm-hmm.
in its simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Allow God to just get straight to the target
mm-hmm.
because I already gave adoration to him when I woke up. I already honored him,
mm-hmm.
so I'm already in connection with him. So I don't have to remind him on how gracious he is in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go straight to the matter. Lord, God, touch this headache. Remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove this demon spirit
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep it simple,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I deal with that. Because I really do believe when people come to you and ask you for prayer, it's an honor.
Yeah.
It's some things in ministry. Yeah, all things are, but some things in ministry is just, to me, is a major honor to be able to do because you're covering people in the spirit realm.
It's a thing where you do get so it's like it had to be brought to my attention. People would say, "Can you pray for me?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." And one time somebody asked me to pray for them, and I was like, I got a phone call, and I was in the middle of driving somewhere, and something was going on, so I was kind of like had a little attitude. It was like, yeah, something happened with this person on my job. Can you pray for them? And I'm like, yeah, I'll pray for them later. Like, you know, leave me. And then I thought, I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. That ain't right.
Mm.
That ain't right. Mm. So let me pray now. So that's why I believe. That's why I told you about the situation at, like, I like what they do at Rock of Ages.
Yeah, that's good.
I was telling him on Sunday at my mom's church, right after they start off with praise and worship at 10:45. They have a version of devotion where a preacher comes up, reads the scripture, another preacher prays, by all is done in about 3 minutes, and then they go back into worship. But then they open up the altar, and then all of the associates come down with their arms out extended for prayer. And you just go to one, and they pray for you on the spot.
Good.
And they're praying specifically for your calls,
yeah.
for your call. It ain't on the microphone. It ain't on none of that. And I love that, man. That's just good stuff. So I think we need to be able to do that and just be specific when we're praying for folks. Go ahead.
They've been trained.
That's it.
To do that.
That's it.
Because what happens, I guarantee. Because
everybody can't pray.
No.
Let me rephrase that. Everybody can't pray. Everybody does not know how to pray for other folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pray people through.
That's right. It's interceding.
They've been given a script.
He intercedes.
Yeah. They've been given it.
For me.
Go ahead.
Watch out. I'm sorry. I felt that.
They've been given a script.
That's the best I heard you sing. So I know you.
Have you ever been in a Catholic church?
You
went to Catholic school, right?
Yes, I did.
They read their prayers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they pray whatever it is that they need accent for, they have it written down.
Yeah.
Here, I was trained to teach people. If you have to write down a simple prayer,
and you need to do it.
Write down a simple prayer. Teach them. If you need to read it, God know your heart. You know, the biggest lie I ever told, always pray in the spirit. Everybody don't know how to do that.
Because sometimes when you go to certain things, you got to know
exactly
what words to use.
Exactly. Your words is power.
Yeah. You can't go to no Jewish temple talking about Jesus.
Yeah. Seriously, and that's real talk, man.
Yeah.
And so I've seen some people when they start praying, they so busy trying to sound good. And never hit the target.
That prayer is just
never hit it.
You're just wasting your lungs and energy.
Never hit it.
This is how the article closed out. He says this. Any other lies? He says Jesus' words are clear. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. He says, if you want to continue to build your integrity like I do, here's a post. There's another post on 5 practical ways to build your integrity. He says, and if you want a quick test on your integrity level, there's another post. Pastor, lies need to go, even the innocent ones. How about you? Ever catch yourself in an untruth or any other lies you've noticed?
Oh.
So, again, I don't think these aren't intentional.
No.
They're not intentional.
No.
But it's one of those things where, you know, and I'll give you some. Because it's you know, I'll give you a real clear one. We talked about this in our ministers meeting yesterday over at the district. You know, when you tell folks, you know, grandmama resting in heaven.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
You know.
Especially if she was a hell raiser.
Well, even if she, right.
You're going to see him again.
You don't know that either. Right. You know, that's a hope.
How can you recognize them?
Oh.
How would you be able to recognize their spirit?
Or, you know, your grandmama looking down at you right now. Stop lying.
Man.
Because here's the bad part about that. I'm going to move on. Here's the bad part about that. Even if grandmama was in heaven, right? We all understand from the description of heaven.
Anything about you.
Wait a minute. That heaven is a happy place. Heaven is a place where folks are just praising God. Ain't no sadness there. Ain't no crying there. No more sickness. None of that stuff, right? But if grandmama is in heaven and she looked down and see the mess that you got to go through, is she still happy?
No.
So she obviously can't see you.
Can I be real?
The Bible say the dead know not. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And if we do ascend up to heaven, she's no longer grandmama. She's sister and brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's keep it real.
Right.
Let's do what's right. Now.
She's no longer.
Right.
Because grandmother is in the flesh.
And these are this comes from lack of teaching.
My point.
And because pastors weren't taught, because they were taught by somebody else.
Yeah.
One of the questions that came up yesterday during the minister session was, where did you get the majority of your Bible knowledge from? And the answers were that we had to choose from was your pastor, Sunday school, Bible class, personal Bible study, seminary, or radio TV ministry.
Wow.
And the majority of the folks said pastor. And Sunday school.
Yeah.
Wow.
The few said personal Bible class.
Mm.
My problem was this. I was like, I got it from my pastor. I got the right information from seminary.
Right. Exactly.
And some of that information,
You
can't
tell everybody. Yes, sir, baby.
Yeah.
You can't, dare not share some
you
of that
can't
stuff.
Share. Oh, we talked about that. The unorthodox. Ooh. He says what he said, you know, we talked about that, and man, it's a good conversation. But anyway, y'all, look, we apologize, you know, thoroughly for the craziness that's going on. When I get back here tonight, I'm gonna come back up here and do some testing on this Facebook Live and everything else and Ustream and everything else. But it's time to go, y'all. It's time to go. Cardinal.
Yeah.
Pray us out, sir. We ready to go home.
Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. God, we thank you for this time. And God, we ask that you would bless those who are listening to us over the ether waves, God. We pray, God, that you would give them the strength that they need and the courage that they need. And we pray, God, for those who are depressed, despondent, and disgusted, God, that you would give them the strength to go on in Jesus' name. Help us, God,
yes, God.
So we can help
yes,
others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look, y'all, it is time to go. We're going to get out of here. We will see you good people on...
It'll be great.
Yes, we will see you good peoples on Friday. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO. Bye, y'all.